You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running.
Mr. Burns, we may be experiencing some technical difficulties.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Matters involving Mr. Hunter Biden are the purview of the U.S. Attorney in Delaware. It's not restricted in his investigation in any way.
There was multiple steps that were slow walked at the direction of his Department of Justice.
Do you guys want to explain this?
The prioritization is effectively a default. Munchkin?
Our friend there, the mayor of Munchkinland, John wants him gone.
Look, that's not the as you speak to prioritization.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says there's no question who sits atop this mountain of corrupt Pauls who got away with murder, and that is Cankles. And I don't have time to list everything. You know, somebody says, why did we pay for the Durham report when this all was produced by Hillary Clinton, a.k.a. Cankles? Hey, she's paid the price. $8,000 fine. It's, how laughable is that? If you get bagged for driving under, it's going to cost you more than $8,000, most likely, to get a continued without a finding in Massachusetts. She upended the American political system, engaged in the worst political scandal in American history, engineered it basically by paying off the crooked Fusion GPS firm and Christopher Steele and Chuck Dolan from UMass and the illegal alien alleged Russian spy. $8,000 fine, less than most people spend to get a continued without a finding in a Massachusetts court for drunk driving. Think about it. Don't think about it. Summer's here. Summer's almost here, and you can relax. It's very frustrating. All right. Time now for the chump line.
Wasn't Steve Munchkin one of the Lollipop Kids in The Wizard of Oz?
He's off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, Steve Munchkin. Did Steve Munchkin get the Nobel Prize for Economics, according to KJP?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron DeSantis announcing his candidacy for the presidency of the United States of America.
You know, I still say the worst announcement ever was Ted Kennedy when he went on with Roger Mudd, an operative of the Kennedy crime family on CBS. And the first question Roger Mudd asked him was, why do you want to run for president? And he couldn't answer it. In my opinion, I know times have changed and the technology is different, but that was worse than what happened to DeSantis last night, I think. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Ron DeSanctimonious, using the tanking Twitter platform,
should have used Truth Social,
had the worst presidential campaign kickoff since Ted Kennedy drove off the bridge. The logical next step will be to pick Rhino Chris Christie as his running mate, so they can have the loser ticket of Meatball Ron and Meatloaf Christy.
And the meatloaf was good.
I thought you said he didn't leave a message today.
I guess he had some spare time.
In order to resolve the debt ceiling impasse, Joe Biden said he's considering invoking the 114th Amendment.
Default deadline looming! It's looming!
I need to have a talk with Rashida Tlaibi. Her son Matt used to be a good Democrat, but now he hangs out with that awful Elon Musk.
You get that? That's pretty funny. This is a good chump line today.
I always knew Steve Mnuchin was a small man.
You just didn't know how small, did you?
As soon as Target joined the tranny show, their profits immediately began to slow. They ignored the plight that befell Bud Light. Seems going woke is fast becoming a no-no.
Yeah, they've got a front page story on the Wall Street Journal about how Target is now in the crosshairs. This is like organic boycotts. You know, no one's really organizing these things. I mean, people are just making a decision that they'll just move on and get another locale beer, and they'll just move on to the next big box store.
What I see, they lost $10 billion in market cap?
Yeah, $10 billion. Yeah, and Bud has lost $15 billion. Transheiser-Busch.
Yeah, but that took a couple of weeks. Target's just this week.
Yeah, I think Target is going to be more of a transitory decline than Bud Light. I keep thinking, when are people going to start coming back to Bud Light? And I just don't see it.
3 years ago, Joe Biden said, let me be clear. Well, I'm still waiting.
Don't hold your breath. He's not going to be clear anytime. Do we have that cut from about the Senator or Representative Calhoun? Representative Calhoun, he was dead by the time they fired on Fort Sumter, but he was one of the architects of the Civil War. I don't think there's too much question about that.
For the reason we're here. I'm sure you didn't come to hear that. Vice President Harris, Secretary Austin, Representative Calvert, Representative Calhoun. Calhoun's not here. McCollum.
I'm glad the birds are back.
How about that, Representative Calhoun? He's not here. No, he died in 1854 or thereabouts. No, he hasn't been there since your second term in Congress.
First it was spy balloons, now spy whales. What the heck's going to happen next? The President of the United States is going to be spying for China? Never mind.
$5 million. That's what that whistleblower says. Comer's trying to get the document, or try to officially get the document that I think he probably already has. The FBI said there are too many reports of Joe Biden taking payoffs from foreign nationals. We can't narrow the search enough. And so Comer said, I mentioned this earlier, he said, I can narrow it down for you. Look for these search terms, June 30th, 2020, and $5 million.
He said, hold my beer.
Cringe Jean-Pierre is in Munchkin Land. If she only had a brain.
That's a good point, too. If she only had a brain.
Good nicknames for her today. Cringe Jean-Pierre and Spokes Creature. I really like Spokes Creature.
That was from Charlie in Phoenix.
A beautiful red button. A talented red button.
The mailroom manager took a nice picture of Roscoe last night, by the way. I got to post that on Twitter tomorrow. A beautiful dog, a talented dog, Roscoe.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time weekdays. And the Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second all brand new Chump Line, we have one. It's where we put the messages that we didn't have time or room for just now. It's the second Chump Line of the day, Chopped Chumps, we call it. It's posted every evening around 7 p.m. weeknights. And you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
A beautiful red button. A talented red button.
All right. 844-500-4242. We have a lot of police news I want to get to. Not police blotter facts Friday, but just police news. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty, 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 not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently. And for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
2024 lead. Horrible news. Horrible for Joe Biden in our new CNN poll. While the president leads his Democratic competitors by a huge margin, two-thirds of all of the American people surveyed, 66% of the public, say that a Biden victory would either be a setback or a disaster for the United States.
It's already been both. What do you think a second one would be? Jake. Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer is on. For allergies, pet smells, musty basements, or tobacco odors, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Take advantage of the BOGO offer that ends this Sunday. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. Shipping is free. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is Trump going after DeSantis too hard? Yes, no, or he's doing it just right?
I think he's going after him too hard.
66% say he's going after him too hard. 16% say he should go even harder. 18% think he's got the formula just right.
Someone says saying it's too he's going after him too hard will work out nicely for the Democrats and their trope. As if they, what are they gonna go after Trump more than they've already gone after him? I don't think it really matters. I mean, what about Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment to all Republicans? Thou shalt not speak ill of other Republicans. I mean, I don't think Ronald Reagan would be going after. I don't think he'd be putting out 10 emails in the course of an evening ripping DeSantis on the night of his announcement. Maybe one or two if he was running against George H.W. Bush or John Ashbrook or whoever the hell else he was running against in 1980 for a while. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi there, Howie.
Hi.
Listen, I do have a question. When next will your Roscoe sneeze kerchow?
Okay, thanks. Thanks for whatever that means. 844-500-4242. This next story, I don't know if you've seen this, but try not to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of either Boston City Municipal Government or the Reparations Task Force. The project coordinator of Boston's Reparations Task Force has been fired after he was arrested last week inside City Hall for trespassing and resisting arrest. City Hall Municipal Police reported they had an employee in custody that needed to be removed. 35-year-old George Williams was said to be caught trespassing in an upstairs office. He had been in trespassing in the building after hours. This is not a problem. When I worked at City Hall, Taylor, they never had a problem with people trying to get in there after hours. The problem was them trying to escape before.
keeping them in before quitting time, yeah.
Kevin White used to say, if you got stuck at an elevator at just before 5 o'clock, you might be trampled to death by the people trying to get out of there. And I think he was right. This guy, Williams, George Williams, at times was becoming aggressive and threatening other staff members inside of City Hall. Responding officers, I guess these are Boston PD, also learned that Williams had been found on multiple occasions sleeping in office rooms. Now, that sounds more like it. That sounds more like the traditional Boston City employee that didn't belong to him after bypassing metal detectors and security. Municipal officers also repeatedly grew concerned about Williams' behavior of, quote, burning sage inside of the building in small places due to the fire hazard it posed. Was he burning sage or perhaps another green substance? Williams was nonverbal when he was found lying down in an office with sage burning. Did it have a sickly sweet smell, the sage? He allegedly gained access to the room after chasing off a cleaning worker who later expressed fear about the encounter. I can see why. You know, again, who are you, a hack inside the building after working hours? Williams, this is the head, again, of the Boston's Reparations Task Force. Officers suspected he was under the influence of drugs. I refuse to believe that.
I'm shocked.
He refused to leave the room and lunged at an officer. He then continued to ignore requests to vacate the premises, picked up a dustpan and broom. What kind of city worker cleans up after himself? And started to clean the room. When an officer tried to intervene, Williams allegedly shoved the pan into the officer's chest.
It sounds like an exorcism gone awry.
I tell you, I was thinking about this. There have been a lot of arrests at Boston City Hall over the years. This could be one of the weirder ones. Officers ultimately, listen to how they de-escalated the situation by using a wrist lock on Williams. Yes, indeed. In a statement, a spokesman for the city said George Williams was a part-time contractor. Don't they need a full-time contractor to run the reparations task force? What could be more important than the reparations task force? His contract has been terminated. We remain committed to the work of the reparations task force. Thank God for that. And that work will continue. Perhaps you're unfamiliar with the Reparations Task Force in the city of Boston. It was established through a 2022 city council ordinance, and it was appointed by Mayor Michelle Wu. They're going to release a study on the legacy of slavery in Boston and its impact on descendants today. I'm sure the impact is terrible and that they they need a lot of money, right? A lot of money. Thank God the work of the Reparations Task Force will go on despite this racist frame-up. I'm Howard Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Maybe that would be a good Sunday column. Famous arrests at Boston City Hall, or at least among City Hall hacks. I could write that column very quickly. I knew a lot of the people. I didn't know this guy, but I knew a lot of the people who were arrested at City Hall or after their depredations at City Hall. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. It was that reparations. He was actually living in City Hall.
That was the worst. One of the worst places I ever worked. It's you can't imagine how bad. You know, it looks. It's a horrible looking building outside, but when you go in it, it's. You know. Some buildings are sort of gracious and they're inviting and they have they make you feel comfortable. And then some buildings are like penitentiaries, and that was Boston City Hall. I used to have nightmares. I would just be falling endlessly through those through the stairwells. It was just nasty, rotten place, terrible building. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Hi, good.
Good. Hey, you know, I was thinking the poll question about Trump and DeSantis, and, you know, it's kind of like, it's like watching, like, worldwide wrestling, you know. It's what we know about the circle that these people are in, you know, as far as Trump and DeSantis. I don't think Trump is going too hard at him at all, because I don't think we know half the stuff that's really happening behind the scenes between those two personally. I think he really dissed Trump, you know, outside of what you see in the media. And I think there's some personal bad blood there that, you know, I don't think Trump really hasn't steered us wrong on his character judgment. So,
what do you mean? I mean, Mark, come on. I mean, I love Trump. You know, he was a great president. But I mean, how about the character judgments of Chris Wray, Bill Barr, Jeff Sessions? Gina Haspel was his, you know, the CIA director that he put in there. She double crossed him too. All these people stabbed him in the back, Mark.
I agree, but I don't think. So that's a different situation. I mean, he picked these folks basically, I guess, on what he knew and saw them as they were at face value before.
Well, I mean, he got rolled is what happened. You know, when he went there, he thought he won the presidency fair and square. You know, it was an upset, but he won. And he thought that, you know, once he got in, he would be the president. It'd be like the old days and everybody would get behind him. And boy, that wasn't the case at all, was it? I mean, Schumer gave him the best advice of all when he said, don't go up against the intelligence community because they got six ways from Sunday to get back at you. And they were already doing it through the Steele dossier and the Hillary Clinton financed dirty tricks operation.
I think I'd be inclined to agree with Trump that there's a level of disloyalty with DeSantis if Trump were in, you know, if this were 2020 and DeSantis decided to run. But it's open game now.
Yeah. I was telling Grace that you know, when I started out at the State House, there was this old, he was the head of the Republicans in the state Senate. His name was John Parker. He was from Taunton. And he had been waiting his turn. They had Joe Martin was the old Republican. He was the last Speaker of the House Republican before Newt Gingrich in 1994. He was the Speaker from 52 to 54. He just hung in there. And Parker was always assumed, it was a Republican district. It was always assumed Parker would take over. And he just kept hanging on. And Parker was, quote unquote, waiting his turn, like everybody tells DeSantis to wait his turn. And then I guess it was 66 maybe or 68, Peg Heckler, she was from Wellesley, she was in the governor's council. She just said, this guy Martin is too old. I'm going to take him out. I got nothing to lose. She took him out. And Parker's just sitting there. He's still in the state Senate over 60. And he stayed in the state Senate till he was like in his 80s. I used to see it during Larry Bird times, Bulger would throw him a couple of tickets and I'd see him like doddering around at the garden. And I just think to myself, this guy could have been a contender, but he just, you
got to shoot your shot.
Right. You got to do it. I mean, that's just my own personal story about seeing it. But I'm sure everybody's got stories. You've seen somebody who just hung somewhere for too long and had a chance to get out, but he didn't take it. And, you know, you got to take the shot. And Trump can say, well, he's a disloyal guy, but you can't really assume that someone's just going to, you know, sit and wait their turn. That you'd be a fool. Anyone's a fool to wait their turn. Anyone. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the we got Mark. I think we got Steve. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I used to read your column when I was a young kid.
Oh boy, I'm getting this again.
Hold it. Hold it.
You can read it tomorrow, too.
The problem with Trump is that he can't seem to get loyalty from any of the people that he appoints, and he doesn't seem to be loyal to any of them. It's going to dog him for the rest of the life, the rest of his life. He can't do it.
Well, I think he's got some people who are loyal to him. But, you know, I don't know. Well, maybe they're just more people on the local or state level. I mean, look at all the congressmen that have endorsed him. And, again, maybe they're going with the tide. That could be. But his appointees, I mean, look at guys like Kelly. I mean, John Kelly, you know, I thought he would have been a loyal guy. He was a soldier. You know, he's from Brighton. He's one of us, you know, and he hated the guy. I don't know why Trump, engenders this hatred in people. I just look at it. He's getting the job done. You know, I got more money in my pocket. I can walk down the street and be safe. Illegal aliens aren't invading the country in the same numbers they were in the past. I don't care what his personality is. I don't care what his tweets are. You know, just get the job done. That's all I ask. You know, you don't have to have a winning personality as long as you're winning. You know, that's what he used to say. You know, you're going to get tired of winning. Thanks for the call, Steve. Different Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, Howie. Listen, I agree with everything you just said, and so does 36% of the population. My point is, Trump can't win nationally. I voted for him in 16. I voted for him in 20. He lost to a vegetable. You know, we're going to commit political suicide as Republicans if Trump is the nominee. We have to move on from Trump.
I agree. I know the basis of your argument, but on the other hand, couldn't you have made that same argument in 2016 that he couldn't win? Everybody said he couldn't win in 2016, didn't they?
Yeah, it's not 2016. We've seen too much of Trump now. And look, I like the guy, and you were right. He did a good job. Unfortunately, personally, he's a buffoon. If he could just be a normal human being, that would be great.
If he could be a normal human being, he wouldn't be Donald Trump.
37%. He can get 37%, but women hate him. Grace was making this point on her show 2 months ago, and she was 100% correct.
There's something to that. Some women hate him. I've seen it myself. We've all seen it. But, you know, whenever, you know, now that you've said this, Mark, I'm going to get like all kinds of texts, probably some callers, women callers saying, what is Mark talking about? I love the guy.
Listen, I want to win. Look, you want to win. I want to win.
Yes.
Somebody convince me that Trump can win a national election. I don't believe it. I just want to win. Like I said, I voted for Trump twice.
Yeah. Well, who are you going to vote for? Who are you voting for?
Oh, I'm voting for, look, I will vote for the Republican nominee.
No, I mean in the primary.
I'm going to vote for DeSantis or I'm going to vote for DeSantis or Tim Scott, because I think either one of those guys can win nationally. Trump can. He's already proven that. He lost to a vegetable.
There were some extenuating circumstances like the COVID flu. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying there's two sides to the story. The other side of the story, Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal made the case a couple of days ago. He said, this is hard to make. You know, if you're into politics and, you know, you're inside baseball and you pay attention, it's easy. You can make the argument Mark just made, and a lot of people are making the argument. But it's hard to convince a majority of people in either a primary or a general, or a primary especially, I guess, is when this theory goes into effect. It's hard to convince people in a primary to vote for someone that they think is going to win as opposed to someone they support. You know, it's because how do you know ultimately what other people are going to do? I mean, seriously. And who's got time to think about that, to try to play, you know, play all the angles? I don't know. 844-500-4242. 617 says John Parker almost became Senate president with the huge 1990 class. No, that's your chronology is a little off. Parker retired, I think, in 86. And then Teddy Alexo came in Taunton. And then Teddy Alexo got knocked out by the Bible salesman, Irv Wall. And Teddy Alexo, his advice to Irv Wall when he got into the Senate was, Irv, you're not going to sell too many Bibles in the state Senate. Not with Billy Bulger being the Senate president, that's for sure. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Howie, how are you today? When are you coming back to Precinct 10?
Soon, I hope. I love Precinct 10.
I hope you do, because I'm a deplorable. Hey, listen, I voted for Trump all times, but right now the way he's just running his mouth off about DeSantis, where his whole family lives in Florida, I think that's just being, you know, disrespectful to anyone, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think that probably has something to do with it, you know, the fact that they're both in Florida. And, you know, DeSantis is in Palm Beach all the time. He's like going, you know, to fundraisers on Worth Avenue or going to, you know, address these Republican groups like the Club for Growth at the Breakers when they're in town. And I think it's, you know, I think it, you know, I'm sure Trump, yeah, he might say it actually publicly or in, you know, it. You know, he might voice it at Mar-a-Lago. He doesn't like having DeSantis kind of in on his turf because DeSantis is from the other side of the state, even though he's the governor. But you know what? DeSantis is the first Republican to carry Palm Beach County in a long time. Also the first Republican to carry Miami-Dade in a very long time. He had a crushing reelection campaign, as we all know now. I guess he won 60-40. Thanks for the call, Alan. I hope to see you at Precinct 10. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice.
Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
I am a 58-year-old woman who voted for Trump twice. He has made me loathe him. You always talk about a suicide pact with some of these local Republicans like Deal. This is the same thing. We're all going off the cliff because 34% of our party can't see the forest for the trees. 844-500-4242. 919, I remember that I want to win vote for Mitt Romney vote for John McCain. Bunch of crap. Yeah, I know the argument seems to have more resonance than it's had in the past because the situation is so dire in the United States right now with Brandon and the woke Democrats. But I'm not sure people are going to buy it, that they vote for somebody because they think he can win. I don't know. I may be wrong. 844-500-4242. Someone else says, tell these people who are dumping on Trump he got more votes than any other incumbent president in history. Yes, he did. The problem was Brandon got 81 million, or 81 million ballots were cast for him. Let me put it that way. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie. When I was a child in my mother's womb some 7 decades ago, she used to read your columns to me and rub her belly and soothe me.
Now I'm really getting the needle here. I shouldn't have acknowledged that guy Kai last night saying you were a great columnist. You know, the past tense about the third time. I got to say something. But okay, go ahead, Rick. Go ahead.
You're one of the greatest things on the radio. Regarding Governor DeSantis and President Trump, there are enough people out there who know what's really going on in the world to know that, of course, Biden is just a puppet.
Right.
Or whatever you want to call it, the New World Order.
Puppet's a good word.
Go ahead.
I said puppet's a good word. Go ahead.
Yeah. So whoever, Governor DeSantis or President Trump, is willing to acknowledge that and to come up with a concrete plan as to what they're going to do about that, is going to be the one who's going to be elected. That's just my brief, succinct thought.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, DeSantis was promoting that last night. I didn't hear him, obviously, on Twitter, but on Fox, he certainly was talking about the deep state and the FBI and the DOJ and getting rid of all of them. So, again, though, he was talking a good game, but we've heard that before, you know, from a lot of different people. Thanks for the call, Rick. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Howie, I love your show, man.
Thanks.
Listen, you and I know, and most of your listeners know, they just sentenced one of these non-combative people down in on January 6th in D.C. They just sentenced him today to 18 years,
yes.
Right. That means he has to do 85% of that time. That's a real sentence right there. That's how serious the
deep state
class, the deep state, they have it in for. So now President Trump is a friend of mine. I've closed a deal with him at on Fifth Avenue at the Trump Towers. Obviously, I've worked on his in his campaign, voted for him, obviously. But here's the thing. He is up against a wall, maybe 5 million women in America that just feel uncomfortable voting for him. What we need from him, from Donald Trump, is part of the apprentice. The apprentice, they had a project manager to get a job done. Well, we need a job to win these women over. He has got to have... I don't know.
It's hard to get someone to give up their heartfelt beliefs, especially even if the fact that they're wrong about the guy, in my opinion, that doesn't matter. It's hard. You know how hard it is to talk somebody out of something. And these are almost like religious beliefs that they have, these women. Am I right?
You're right. You're right. And I just pray to God that there's some way of, and if there's not, Howie, then we need a sure thing. And if that sure thing is DeSantis, so be it, man. We cannot lose this election.
Boy, I'm serious. I'm hearing a lot more DeSantis voters, supporters than I was expecting to hear today. We'll be back. We're going to talk to Sean O'Connell, the mayor of Taunton, and then we'll come back to this. When we return, I'm Howie Carr.